This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld is making a surprise Christmas Eve visit to Iraq. He flew into the northern city of Mosul. 22 people died there earlier this week in a suicide bombing. Rumsfeld told the U.S. forces there that they will win the battle against the insurgency. He also visited a combat surgical hospital in Mosul, where many of the victims of Tuesday's attack are being treated. The continuing attacks by insurgents led to a decision this week by a major U.S. contractor to pull out of Iraq. Meanwhile, it's been learned that some U.S. subcontractors in Iraq have unknowingly employed air cargo companies associated with a controversial Russian arms dealer. Viktor Boot is on a U.S. blacklist, and some American government officials are trying to sever ties with him. But as NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports, critics say the Bush administration isn't doing enough.
It was actively trying to put Viktor Boot out of business. His name kept popping up in war zones, particularly in Africa, according to Gail Smith, who was an Africa specialist on President Clinton's National Security Council.
He was very actively engaged both in the long-running war in Angola, but to even more damaging effect in Sierra Leone, where, as you may recall, there was quite a substantial operation to provide illegal arms and also to use illegal diamonds, what are now known as conflict diamonds, to fuel that conflict. And Viktor Boot was up to his neck in both moving arms and diamonds in and out on an illegal basis.
Reports started surfacing last spring that companies linked to Boot were being used by U.S. contractors to bring in supplies to Iraq. Democratic Senator Russell Feingold confronted top State and Pentagon officials at a Senate Foreign Relations Committee hearing back in May and says even now the U.S. hasn't done enough to follow up.
This thing needs serious attention. This Viktor Boot is a dangerous figure who operates in the middle of people's misery all over the world. We simply cannot be in the position of using American taxpayer dollars to finance Mr. Boot's empire because of the relationship they've had with everything from the Taliban to those who committed atrocities such as in Sierra Leone.
The State Department did draw up a list of companies it believes are associated with Boot and sent the list to posts overseas. Some companies have taken action. Halliburton subsidiary KBR ended a contract with a company called Falcon after learning it had a business relationship with Airbus, one of the companies allegedly tied to Boot. A FedEx spokeswoman said her company asked Falcon to stop putting FedEx cargo on Airbus planes after FedEx learned of Airbus's connection to Boot in September. Wisconsin Democrat Feingold said he doesn't believe the Pentagon is doing enough to track all these contractors and subcontractors.
I think we need a much tougher policy of making sure that not only a direct relationships between the United States government and Viktor Boot, but also indirect relationships are terminated. And I'm not convinced or persuaded that enough has been done.
Lee Walosky agrees. He was on the National Security Council until mid-2001, tracking international crime. He acknowledges the difficulties of putting someone like Boot out of business, but says it is in America's interest to do so.
It's always possible that subcontractors are not known to prime contractors who are not known to the ultimate beneficiary of the contract, in this case, the Pentagon. But once having been presented with the relevant facts, one would think that prompt action would be forthcoming.
Walosky says Boot is well known for changing the names of his companies and even repainting his planes.
He is sort of an emblem of the dark side of globalization. The very nature of his business is multi-jurisdictional, where he has aircraft registered in certain locations. The companies that owned those aircraft located in yet other jurisdictions, bank accounts in other jurisdictions, personnel in yet other jurisdictions, it becomes extraordinarily complicated to take effective enforcement actions against such an organization.
Viktor Boot was placed on a UN sanctions list for shipping arms to Liberia when Charles Taylor was in power. The U.S. Treasury Department added him to a U.S. blacklist related to Liberia as well, though officials point out Boot himself is on the list, not the companies in his empire. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.